Auburn just won another championship? It's hump day. Welcome into the hump day edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me, as always, is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. I guess Auburn is not done claiming championships, because yesterday there was a lot of stir on the social media front between Auburn and Alabama fans in regards to team photos. And we'll show you the reason why. And it just makes me laugh because this rivalry continues to just, you know, burn on however you want to frame it. But we have the photos, the team photos. Which one are you going to show first, Graham?
Well, I'm going to show the tweet first. I'm going to show the tweet.
Show the tweet, yeah.
And then we'll go on to the photos. So the tweet, first tweet, Bradley B. Groover. He said, look how much cleaner Auburn's team picture looks. I'm not an OCD, but the jumbled mess Alabama looks drives me crazy. Auburn wins picture day. Let's just say that.
Stirred the pot.
Social media took this and ran with it.
Literally,
this post right here alone has 2.4 million views.
Literally, the subtweets are like,
what do you mean they want a picture day? What are you talking about?
Like, that's literally all it is. It's crazy.
Yeah, so people started going crazy with it. I mean, everyone's retweeting it, giving their take on it. But to show you all the pictures in question, I'm going to start with Auburn's. If you're listening, you probably have seen it. But here's Auburn's. It is very nice and neat. Everyone's sitting with their hands on their knees. You know, Golish is down there in the middle. They've got like a nice even coaches on the left and right towards the front, and then an even on the back. It's all very nice and organized with all the staff. It looks great. It's very symmetrical. I love it. And then you see Alabama's, and it is, what in the world is this jumbled
Lord.
Mess?
Lord have mercy.
It's symmetrical, but it just doesn't look good. And a big part of that reason is they have everyone standing.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't know what it, like, I guess it's just the size of the people, but like it just makes it look jumbled. Like everyone's heads are in different spots, and even like on the ends of the lines with the white shirt coaches, like they don't look the same on either side. It just doesn't look organized. It just looks jumbled up.
If I'm being honest, that left side on the Alabama photo with the white shirts, if they're more straight, I think it's fine. But
yeah, that one coach is kind of like indented right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's like, what? It's up. Like, dude, like, what do you...
But even on the right side, it goes like out, in, out, in, out, in, out.
It looks like a piece of toast. Like, that's what it...
Yeah, no, actually.
It looks like a piece of
some strawberry jelly on it. That's a great way to put that.
And like some people were pointing out that like it was like, oh, the schools are trying to make their logos in the team photo. No.
No.
That's not it. It just, I don't know. But it cracks me up because that just tells you, like, you have people like Joe Klatt being like, yeah, you know, there's other rivalries in college football that are more intense than, you know, Auburn and Alabama in the Iron Bowl. Like, there's just no debate that the game with Ohio State and Michigan are the creme de la creme of college football rivalries. And it's like, dude, no, we're literally, no. It's so funny to me. But, like, what are your thoughts, Graham? And, like, I guess in terms of the rivalry still being on fire to the point we're talking about team photos.
I think it's awesome. I think it shows, you know, one, how special college sports are. I think it shows that, you know, there's always been a heated, you know, rivalry between these two fan bases, you know, and it doesn't matter. It's gone from arguing about a tree to arguing about photos. Like literally any small minor, you know, issue, Auburn and Alabama fans are going to take it and run against each other with it. And I think it is electric. I feel like you don't see that in many other fan bases across the board. You know, I look at Duke and UNC, and maybe they have that with basketball, but that's about it. That's all I got. When it comes to Auburn and Alabama, it's every sport. It's on site with every sport. It's you know, it's basketball, it's football, it's baseball, it's softball, it's women's soccer, it's, you know, swimming, it's gymnastics, it's, you know, every single sport that we have, it's on site when you're playing against Bama. And everyone doesn't like Bama, you know, if you're an Auburn player, or if you're a Bama player, right. No Auburn. And that's just like what it's got to be. That's what you're taught. That's what, you know, it's just what it is. And I feel like it's not like that with other schools and across the board in sports. Obviously, you know, you have Michigan, Ohio State, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But like, you know, I'm not a big Ten fan, but from what I've seen, it's really serious in football, but I don't see it bleed much over into other sports. I'm sure it's there some, but I feel like to the level and extent that the Auburn-Alabama rivalry is, it's not there. And even look like, just a couple, 2 years ago with the, you know, Auburn-Alabama basketball game when Auburn went into Tuscaloosa as the number one team in the country, with Alabama being the number two team in the country.
Crazy. Still crazy that was a thing.
And, like, just, like, the whole fan bases or both fan bases around that game is honestly one of the height of the, you know, peaks of, you know, this rivalry for me, just because I got to, like, you know, really see it in person. Mm-hmm. And so, It's all, like I said, it's across the board. Our football teams have, you know, been up there and battled against each other. Our basketball teams have been up there and battled against each other. Our baseball teams have been up there and battled against each other. And I love this rivalry compared to other ones. And I wish I could take bias out of it. I can't, because, you know, I'm an Auburn fan. But if I could take bias out of it, I still would think I would pick the Iron Bowl as the best fan or rivalry.
Can you pull up the original tweet again that, like, sparked everyone? And how many views did it have again?
2.4 million.
That's insane. So the original tweet, someone subtweeted. His name is Tom Fornelli. I hope I'm saying that last name right. But he said, "I have two thoughts about this, and both can be true. Number one, this is the kind of dumb crap that you can use your imagination. We actually said that makes college football great. Two, Bradley is 1,000,000% correct." Like, it's just like the little things like this. Like Graham was saying, it's what makes this Iron Bowl rivalry so good, and it's honestly one of the best to me. Not just college sports, all of sports. You know, like, you have your Lakers Celtics, you had your Cavs Warriors, you had your Yankees Mets. You know, I'm trying to think of some other, like Duke UNC, Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles. Then you have Auburn, Alabama. I mean, come on. Like, that's, you know, and obviously your Ohio State's and Michigan's, like Graham said, we'll get into in a second, which to me is just hilarious, that the timing of the tweet in particular. But so good. Like, you have to just, like, you have to, like, kind of zoom out and think, like, if you don't think, like, I don't know where Joe Klatt's mind goes when he sees the Iron Bowl and thinks, it's all right. It's not really a rivalry, though. And everyone's, you know, saying, like, yes, we know the outcome of the Iron Bowl the past couple of years. I'm not an idiot. I'm fully aware of the result.
When it's played in Tuscaloosa. Now, if it's at Jordan Hare, it's a different story.
It's a toss up
every year.
It's a toss up every year. The
unfortunate end the last 3 years of it being at Auburn, where we've had a chance to win the game and we don't. Obviously, 3 years ago we lost, or it might have been that's 5 years ago maybe. The last three ago at home, we lost in four overtimes or whatever it was against Bama at home.
There for that, yeah.
The next one after that was the 4th and 31. Again, one play, literally both the last two, one play away. And then obviously last year, Cam Coleman fumbles the ball on the 20-yard line when we were driving the field to potentially go score and get ahead. So I get it's, you know, it's been a one-sided rivalry the last, 6 years since we beat them in 2019. And obviously that's very frustrating. But at the same time, like, even with all those losses, Auburn fans haven't backed down. You know, like, we still fight for Auburn sports. And then, football has been the best. But like we said, Auburn basketball has been up there and has beaten Alabama multiple times. Obviously, we lost to them a bunch last year. But, you know, the years before that, it's always kind of split. But then it's just been still a good rivalry in other sports.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun. And again, if you zoom out and look, I don't know how in your right mind, if you're a sports fan, just take your Auburn, take your Alabama hat off for a minute and zoom out and put on your sports fan cap, and you, with a straight face, you mean to tell me you don't think that the Auburn-Alabama rivalry is a legit rivalry in all of sports?
And, like, the counter argument there to, like, the Ohio State-Michigan game for football, and, like, I'm going to specifically football here, is, yes, that game has had lots and lots of playoff implications the last 5 years. Especially when Harbaugh was still there. Mm-hmm. You know, the winner of that game before we went to the 12-team playoff, a lot of times, winner of that game went to the playoffs, went to the Big Ten championship, and then went to the playoffs. And, you know, we saw a back and forth between Michigan. It was really, really good. Michigan got the better end of Ohio State, you know, three years in a row there. And so.
Been Ryan Day's Achilles heel.
Yeah, exactly. So I get that aspect of that game of being, look, it's had playoff implications. Yeah, that's true. But even when, you know, the Iron Bowl hasn't had playoff implications, and it kind of has in the last couple of years, and the fact that if Auburn won, they would ruin Alabama's season. Right. But, you know, it wasn't, you know, where if Auburn won, they got to go to the playoffs. It wasn't that. But that the game is so competitive and extremely, you know, violent and physical, and, you know, there's fights even when there's nothing on the line for the other team. It's just straight hatred between the players. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing, they're not like fighting for a playoff spot. Auburn's not fighting for a playoff spot. They're just fighting because they want to beat Alabama that bad. And mm-hmm. I think, and like, we'll have horrible Auburn teams that will play amazing football against Alabama in the Iron Bowl if we're playing at home. And we've, like, those games I just talked about, the Harsin game and the Freeze game, the 4th and 31 and the 4 overtimes, were not good football teams. They weren't.
Yeah,
they did not win many games that year, but yet when it got to the Iron Bowl, they turned into a different team and almost won that game. And obviously the fan base has a big part in that as well, playing in Jordan-Hare. They make it impossible for Bama to play there. Bama does not like playing in Jordan-Hare. Coaches have said that. Nick Saban has said this place is haunted. And so that's why I just am so passionate about when it comes to the Iron Bowl compared to these other rivalries.
Yeah, and to kind of, to add on to that, yes, the Ohio State Michigan game is a very, you know, passionately violent game because it's a, you know, it's a rivalry game. It's two schools that don't like each other. With the Iron Bowl, it's in state. Yes, so it just means a little bit more. It just means a little bit more. And also,
we have to live with these people. Like, we live in bragging rights. Ohio State fans, they live in Ohio. Michigan fans, a lot of them live in Michigan. They are not together. They're not interacting most of the year. They interact in sporting events, and that's about it. The Iron Bowl is, we live with these people. We are around Bama fans every single day. We have friends. We grew up with friends that go for Bama, and Bama fans can say the same about us. They grew up with Auburn fans. Some of my best friends growing up were Bama fans. They're still my friends to this day. But you know, so it makes the fight and the rivalry and the hatred a little bit better because you have those people around you all the time, and you have to deal with that type of stuff, and you have to, you know, the banter back and forth. We know if Auburn wins or if Bama wins, and it's a lot, and it's fun.
Yeah, and like, I have friends that, you know, I cover Auburn part-time with a barn. That's no secret. But I also have friends that cover Alabama too. And I'm still friends with them. You know what I mean? That's just at the end of the day, it's not that deep. But I will say, if you compare, you know, and this will be my last thing before we bring up this tweet, the game to me, I don't remember any like highlight moments. It's like, oh my God, like you remember this from the game. You remember this from the game. And it's like, no, it's just like the full game, right? With the Iron Bowl, you have moments. You have punt, Bama punt. You have the comeback. You have the 4th and 31. You have the kick six.
Was Bo over the top in the Iron Bowl?
Yes, Bo over the top in the Iron Bowl. You have the Alabama winning in the overtimes. Like, it's just, you have these, not only is the Iron Bowl iconic in its own right, it's, you have these moments that stick in college football forever as like some of the greatest plays. The kick six to this day is still talked about because it's one of the greatest endings to a football game ever.
It is ever. The greatest ending. It's the greatest football play of all time. There's not a football play that's better than that.
The NFL, Rod Bramlett,
CFL, high school football, college football, there's nothing better. Not a single play is better than the kick six.
I had someone the other day, we were talking about endings, and someone brought up, it was like someone, you know, I was at the lake with some of my parents' friends, and we were talking about, you know, endings and football games, and they're like, yeah, what about the, you know, the, I'm going blank on it now, the Titans game, like, I can't remember what it was now. I'm going blank on it, of course. That's embarrassing. But it was like the last second play that essentially sent them to the Super Bowl. I believe they play in the Ravens or something like that, I want to say. Maybe.
What year?
It was like 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, I want to say. But like, they essentially, it was a last second, like, lateral for a touchdown for the win. It was cool. And they were trying to say that was better than the kick six. And I'm like, no, because alone, the Rod Bramlett call alone, you could close your eyes and visualize the play.
It's a great, that's also the greatest, like, sports call, in my opinion. And there's a lot of good sports calls out there. A lot. So many.
Yeah,
I do believe that the kick six from Rod Bramlett tops that list. Now, I might be, I'm biased, sure. And there's so many, like, Miracle on Ice, that's great. That's fantastic. You know,
Music City Miracle.
That one's good. The Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah, the Music City Miracle is what I was trying to reference a minute ago. Good God. My dad was literally on the sideline for that game, and too. But yeah, the Minneapolis Miracle, that's another one. But again, the kick six is a iconic sport, not just college football, Iron Bowl, but it is a top sports moment. You had all over the world, like celebrities. You had
reacting to it.
Yeah, I remember
it was on national news the next morning.
Like, yeah, I remember Justin Timberlake being like, "That might have been the best ending to a college football game I've ever seen."
The Today Show the next morning, Good Morning America, like they both had segments showing that it won an ESPY award for being the great, like, the best play in game of that year.
Yeah,
I think we won 3 ESPY awards that night. I think we won best team,
best comeback team, best, something like that.
Best play, best game, and I'm pretty sure Chris Davis won one for something as well. I think he might have been the one for best play, but
yeah, but it's just insane. But yeah, the tweet we've been referencing on 3 that put it out.
Yeah,
it cracked me up just because the timing of this couldn't have been any more perfect to show what we're literally talking about on this episode.
It proved a lot of people's points. Let's just say.
Yeah. And yeah,
the tweet is it's a quote from Michigan quarterback Bryce Underwood on how the Ohio State game differs from any of the other games on his schedule. And he goes, quote, "It's just another game, just with guys in a different color. That's how I see it." And man, Ohio State fans and Michigan fans are like, bro, what are we doing? Why are you saying that?
You had people.
We're cooked. It was what people were saying.
Yeah, you had people saying, like, this is the problem with NIL because people don't appreciate. Like, because Bryce Underwood, if I'm wrong, he's not from that area, correct? He's from California, right? Isn't that where he's from?
I don't remember.
I think. I could be wrong on that. Someone might fact check me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's where he's from, because I remember there being a lot of hype about him being a West Coast quarterback, and then Dave Portnoy was like, "Hey, I'll pay you $5 million, come play for the Wolverines," and that's what happened. Which to me has been very overrated, in my opinion. He hadn't really done much, in my opinion, but that's just me. But yeah, real quick, we gotta do some house cleaning here. And what you got?
There's a tweet out there, and it's from a Bama account, but like it's a funny post. I can't remember. It's the account that's like, it's titled Kalen DeBoer. It's not also Kalen DeBoer, but it's people have seen on social media. And he's replying to that tweet of Bryce Underwood, and he goes, "Bryce Underwood is saying this. Meanwhile, Bama and Auburn fans," and it's like the other tweet.
Yeah.
And he just goes, "Iron Bowl" with like the greater than sign. It's just like,
yeah. Yeah, he's talking about how it doesn't matter to him because it's just, you know, guys in different uniform colors, yet we're arguing about team photos.
Team photo looks better than the other. It's so awesome.
I'm sorry. Joe Klatt doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to that. I know he's a Big Ten, you know, announcer and everything, but I understand the, you know, it's two big football brands. You know what I mean? Those are two blue bloods in college football. Don't get me wrong. I'm not stupid when it comes to, I know that. But if you're talking about true rivalry, and it being in state and just the iconic moments. And honestly, like, you know, the point I made earlier, you zoom out, it's one of the greatest sports rivalries outside of, you know, college football in its own right, just overall sports. It is one of the greatest rivalries we have as a sports fandom. And I hope people appreciate it. But you know what else I appreciate is AUShirts.com. That's what I appreciate. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen now. The Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, the Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have some other options on there as well. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you are going to Atlanta for the Baylor game or going to be in Jordan-Hare for the home opener or the Florida game or on the road this season at your tailgate or at home having a watch party or just watching it with yourself, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the barn, or all the above. Let us know you're repping your gear from AUShirts.com. We'd love to shout you out on the show. Can't wait for football season. I know everyone is hype for it like I am. I believe we are now 17 days away from week zero and 20-something days away, maybe less, from Auburn football. So I'm chomping at the bit. I'm ready for football. I know you are. So
a month until the home opener against.
Stop it. Stop it. You're about to make me act up on a Wednesday afternoon. Yeah, again, go to AUShirts.com if you want to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it and go be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. Buyauburn.com is a great place for you if you're an Auburn business owner who's looking to get your business out there on an index that is full of other companies run by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn fan base and the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to do that. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do. Again, it is growing by the handful every single day. C5 can attest to that. So if you know anyone with any Auburn ties and they have a local business, tell them about buyauburn.com. And real quick, I would be remiss if I don't shout out my mom and dad. It is their 37th wedding anniversary today. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But yeah, I'm happy for them. It's been 37 years strong. Love you, mom and dad. And I hope to see y'all soon with Labor Day weekend around the corner as well. So, but yeah, if you like what you're watching, what you're listening to, be sure to subscribe, hit the like button, follow us on social media, all that fun stuff.
Please, if you haven't, go watch Village Vice from yesterday and today.
Oh, it's so good.
Yesterday's so Village Vice, the greatest piece of artwork I've ever watched in my life. Ever.
It's one of those things where I want to burn it on a Blu-ray disc. That way
I have a hard copy. I was crying laughing, and it takes a lot for me to get there. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely had tears rolling down my face from how hard I was laughing.
Yeah, it's really good. So after you're done listening to this, go listen to that. Yesterday's episode of Village Vice. It's peak comedy. It's so really good.
So good.
Oh, man. But yeah, I don't have anything else to add. Graham, you got anything? Mm-mm. Cool. Well, we're about to get out of here. We hope everyone has a great rest of your Wednesday night. Again, football season is oh so close. And that I can guarantee, unlike Hugh Freeze when he said we're so close.
We have football tomorrow.
Oh yeah, preseason football. We have preseason football
tomorrow.
Can't wait. Hopefully, well, I'm curious to see if, you know, the Hall of Fame game, even though the Hall of Fame game is pretty, they try to hype it up as much as they can because it's technically the first football game.
Way down for the rest of this preseason.
Yeah, like, unless it's like contending teams. I know people are interested to see how the Chiefs are going to be. But other than that, I don't know. But, you know, as far as college football goes, it's right around the corner, guys. Can't wait. I know everyone is excited. I am. Graham is. Everyone at the barn is. And we couldn't be happier that you get to follow along with us throughout the season. So again, make sure you subscribe, make sure you follow us on social media so you don't miss anything from your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. But yes, that being said,
you'll also look at this while we end the rest of the show.
Yeah, the team photo. Well, as always, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and you have been watching or listening to the Barn Social Hour. We will see you next time. As always, War Damn. See you soon.
See ya.